today on Life Talk.
Jesus said, take my yoke upon you and then humble yourself and learn key facts about living from me. And it's when you learn from me and do what I'm telling you to do, that is when rest comes to your soul. When you learn from me and live the way I told you to live, that is when you find rest for your soul.
Welcome to Life Talk with Pastor Jeff Wickwire. Whether you find yourself in a good place, maybe in a difficult place, or possibly even in a very lonely place, let me encourage you that you've come to the right place. Now, if you're not able to stick around with us for all of today's program, you can always listen to it right from our website, lifetalkradio.us. You may have been listening to the program for a while, or possibly just tuned in. Well, I want you to know that we do this for you. With a world that is searching and coming up empty, it's nice to know you can land on this message of hope and truth, something we all need to hear. So let's jump right in with today's program. Here's Pastor Jeff to tell us more about the message here on Life Talk.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to this edition of Life Talk. In case you hadn't noticed, we're living in a high stress and low joy society. People seem to be on edge like never before. We've been in a worldwide pandemic. Many have lost their job, and while others are afraid of doing so, everybody seems to be tense. If ever there was a time in American history that we need genuine rest and peace, it is now. So I want to share with you today about the rest that only Jesus can give. We're going to find in today's message that true rest is far more than getting a good night's sleep. Jesus said, "Come to me, and I will give you rest." I can't wait to share part two of the message, The Rest Jesus Gives. Let's go right to it.
Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Then he said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and I'm lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your soul." And then he said this about his yoke, "For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Jesus is speaking to the lost and the found. Now, I believe primarily what we read was aimed at the lost, but it's also aimed at the found. These words from Jesus instantly caught the ear of his listeners because he spoke right to what they were experiencing and how they were living. They were weary. A lot of them felt empty. They were tired with doing life. And so when Jesus said, "I want you to come unto me," those of you who are weary and heavy laden, well, almost anybody can respond to that, weary and heavy laden. A lot of people are saved. Listen, they've got a ticket to fly when the rapture happens, but they're not walking closely with the Lord in this life. And this is where I want to take this message today, because Jesus is going to talk about putting his yoke on us and learning from him. So here's the deal. You can be saved, but do life without God still. If you don't get spiritually mature and you don't obey what the Bible says, put him first, seek him first, get in the word, gather the manna every day, draw near unto him and he'll draw near unto you. If you don't live that way, then you can almost live like an atheist Christian or like a Christian atheist. You're saved, but you're not doing life with God. You've still got this focus, and God wants all of us to wake up in the morning and have this focus. And he said, if you want that rest within, come unto me, and then you got to do this. Take my yoke upon you. I'm going to tell you what a yoke is. A yoke is a wooden bar. You know what a yoke is. We've seen it. A yoke is a wooden bar or frame by which two animals are joined at the heads or the necks for working together. That's what a yoke is. A yoke, listen, is for two. A yoke is not for one. That's a harness. A yoke is for two. That means I'm right here, you're right here, and we are yoked together so that where I go, you go. When I stop, you stop. When I turn, you turn. What I eat, you eat. Where I graze, you graze. If I don't go, you don't go. If I go, you go. See, when you're yoked, there they are. Now, Jesus said, if you want rest in your soul, if you want Christian, can I put it this way? If you want Christianity to work for you, have you ever gotten around Christians? There's no joy. There's no peace. There's no love. They're frustrated. They got this focus. And you wonder, how come Christianity doesn't seem to be working for them? Listen, it won't work until you're yoked.
You've got a yoke. And Jesus said, you've got to take the yoke. He said, take my yoke upon you. Yoke yourself with me, next to me. Go where I go, when I go, how I go. Go with me. You're yoked with me. It's personal. It's intimate. It's close. It's tight. It's inseparable. He didn't just say, yoke yourself to me, but he said, take my yoke. So I hear in there a swap. He's saying, everybody is yoked to something. See, everybody in this room, you're yoked to something, and all of you watching, you're yoked to something right now. You're yoked to a person, a place, or a thing, you're yoked. Because God made us for connection. God made us to relate. God made us to not walk alone. So we will yoke ourselves to something or someone all throughout life. We can be yoked to self-destructive habits that are hard to stop. We can be yoked to them. We can be yoked to overeating. We can be yoked to gossiping, lying. We can be yoked to debt. Most of us know that feeling, yoked to debt. Man, where it goes, you go. When it stops, you stop. You're yoked to that thing, and you want to be out from under that yoke. We can be yoked to pride. We can be yoked to greed, envy. We can be yoked to pornography. There's so many people getting yoked to internet pornography these days. And it's a yoke that you want to be freed from. Jesus said, take my yoke upon you. Swap your yoke for mine. You can be yoked to a wrong relationship where temptation is always staring you in the face. And it's a bad yoking. It's not a good yoking. Jesus says, no, let's swap yokes. You give me yours and I'll give you mine. I want you to take my yoke upon you. Because you take my yoke upon you and learn from me, you're going to find a light burden. You're going to find that it's easy. You're going to find that I make life easier and that you have rest on the inside. It'll take wrinkles off your face. It'll do what Max Factor can't do for your face, to have rest on the inside. Max Factor's probably old, isn't it? I need a new one. Tell me a new makeup in between services. But you know what I mean. See, I've noticed that whatever is in here eventually shows out here. And if you're walking in rest in your soul, it'll start showing out here. You look so calm. You look so placid. You look so peaceful. How come you look so much better? Because I learned about a yoke, the yoke of Jesus. And I took that yoke upon me, and it has given me rest in my soul. And now it's showing up on my face, on my countenance, and in my life, and in my blood pressure, and in my medical reports. The Bible says it's for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then. Everybody say stand firm. And do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery, but take his yoke upon you. What we're yoked to or not will decide a whole lot about our future. I'm going to go so far as to say whatever you're yoked to is going to decide your future. If you're yoked to Jesus, I'm going to tell you about your future. From faith to faith, glory to glory, victory to victory, conquering to conquering, and finally heaven. If you're not yoked to Jesus, I don't want to talk about your future because it's not good. Jesus said, come unto me and then take my yoke upon you. It matters what you're yoked to. Paul the Apostle said, don't be unequally yoked with those who do not love the Lord. For what do the people of God have in common with the people of sin? How can light live with darkness? And what harmony can there be between Christ and the devil? Everybody say none. 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 How can a Christian be a partner with one who doesn't believe? Now, to be clear, the Bible doesn't say we're not to talk to people that don't know Jesus or work with lost people or eat a meal with lost people, or else we would have to leave this world. See, life is full, folks, of necessary casual relationships. Life is full of them. I have a lot of casual relationships. Neighbors, people at the store who know me. I've come into the store enough. They know who I am, and we've talked. You talk to people all the time. It's a casual relationship. You're polite. Share things. You talk. You converse, but that's not yoking. Yoking is when there is a commitment and a covenant, and you are either married to somebody, that's a yoking, or you have a best friend, a BFF, and you're yoked, and where they go, you go, and what they think, you think, and what they eat, you eat, and when they stop, you stop, and when they go, you go. There's a yoking. And the Bible says, be sure that you're yoking in life this way is with people that can enhance your faith and help you in your walk. Yoking, not casual, yoking.
But now, this is where we come back to Jesus, who said, take my yoke upon you. And I want you to look what he said. Learn from me. Learn from me. That's key, because that's the yoke. Take my yoke upon you and immediately and learn from me. Because a lot of Christians say, I'll say to them, are you a Christian? Oh yeah, I'm a Christian. I'm going to heaven. All right, let me ask you this question. If you're a Christian, is Jesus your teacher? Well, I don't know. He's my savior. I got my ticket to fly. But is he your teacher? He was called rabbi. He was called teacher. And he was a teacher. They said of him, no man speaks like this man. He didn't just tell us how to get to heaven. He told us how to live on this earth until we go to heaven. And so learn here is from a Greek word meaning to learn key facts. When he said learn from me, he used a word that means key facts. Learn key facts. Keys unlock doors. Keys make it possible for you to walk through a door that you would never have gone through otherwise. Jesus said, what I'm teaching you about life and living are keys. They are key facts. And if you're going to take my yoke upon you, you've got to humble yourself and say, Lord, without your teaching, I am lost. I need your teaching to live victoriously in this life. Learn from me. He's not just my savior. He's my teacher. He's my rabbi. He's my philosopher. He is the one from whom I get my worldview. Everybody say, learn from him. Notice how it's learning from him that brings rest to my soul. He said, take my yoke, learn from me, and that's when you're going to find rest for your soul, when you allow me to be your teacher, to be your teacher. Learn from me. Let me teach you and guide you, and you will find rest for your souls. Now, here's why this matters. Follow carefully, because I've learned as a pastor of many years that most Western Christianity is messed up with what I'm about to say. We let him be our savior, but then we do not say, well, how did he tell me to live? What did he tell me to do? How did he tell me to walk? We don't read the red. And if we read it, we don't do it. Now, I didn't come to thrash anybody because I've been here myself. But Jesus said, take my yoke upon you and then humble yourself and learn key facts about living from me. And it's when you learn from me and do what I'm telling you to do, that is when rest comes to your soul. When you learn from me and live the way I told you to live, that is when you find rest for your soul.
We'll get back to Pastor Jeff in a moment to close out today's program. But first, I want to share something about our program. Our mission is actually very simple, to share the life-changing good news of Jesus Christ. So it's our prayer that these messages from Pastor Jeff aren't something you only listen to and enjoy, but that they inspire you to share with others. Together, we can do this. The message of the gospel is something everyone needs to hear, and that's why it's a priority to us. And you get to join us in this important mission. Call us at 877-884-3111 to say you're in, or drop us a line through our website, lifetalkradio.us. Well, here's Pastor Jeff with the rest of today's program.
Romans 12:1 says, present therefore your bodies to God as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God. And be not conformed to this world's way of doing and thinking, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. How's our mind renewed? Through the word of God, the words of Jesus, the words of the apostles. That's when our minds are renewed. We erase and replace. We erase old ways of thinking and doing and replace it with new ways of thinking and doing. And there's a lot of believers who have their ticket to go to heaven, but they're not renewing their minds or living the way Jesus taught. And so they're experiencing defeat. And they're not walking in rest in their soul. Listen, here's what we learned in the world. We learned unforgiveness, didn't we? Shoot, man, in elementary school, we were holding grudges and having bitterness and having unforgiveness with people in our class who did us wrong, gossiping about them, running them down. We learned to run people down in elementary school. How to slander in elementary school. Unforgiveness. We learned revenge, didn't we? We learned revenge. We learn revenge before we know Jesus. We learn self-centeredness.
How many of you were self-centered? That's a disease in our culture. We look in the mirror and sing, there is none like you. We got Self magazine. We do selfies. We're all about self. Everywhere we go, we take a selfie and put it on Facebook like it's going to be something the whole world wants to see, because after all, we're so important, aren't we? It's all about the self. We learn to live selfishly, not selflessly, but selfishly. This is the way our brain is trained in the world. We learn to hate other people. We learn to worship things that are not the true God. We learn all kinds of things in our brains that are wrong. And then we come to Jesus and he says, take my yoke upon you, but now let me teach you. Let me renew you. Let me retrain your brain. Let me put truth in your mind. Let me teach you. Let me be your rabbi, your teacher. When we yoke up with Jesus, his teaching sets us free. You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Not just that he's Savior, but his teaching, folks, his teaching is what sets us free. Is he your teacher? His teaching is what sets us free. You will know progressively the truth, and progressively the truth will progressively set you free. We learn from him how to forgive. We learn how to walk in love. We learn how to live for others and not just ourselves. We learn to worship the true God. We learn not to worry. Four times in the Sermon on the Mount alone, he says, don't worry, don't worry. And he gives us reasons how and why not to worry. His teaching sets us free. If we will do what Jesus said, it will set us progressively more and more free. Walking with Jesus is a freedom campaign that never ends. One more powerful truth and I'll close. Is Jesus your teacher today? Is he your teacher? Is he your teacher? When you see something he said to do, do you bow to it, yoke yourself to it, and say, this is what he taught. I'm yoked to him, so I'm going to do it. I don't know better. There is a way that seems right to a man, but it always leads to death. I'm humbling myself before God. Lord, I need a teacher to show me how to do life. And so when you say, forgive somebody, then I put that yoke on me and I say, then I must forgive because that's what Jesus taught. All right, that's an example. But here's one more powerful truth. In the Old Testament, God commanded his people, do not plow with an ox and a donkey. Let's put it up there again. Do not plow with an ox and a donkey yoked together. Now, did you know that's in the Bible? In the Old Testament, God said, don't yoke together an ox and a donkey. Don't do it. Why? Because they are two completely different natures. They are not the same at all. The donkey thinks like a donkey, walks like a donkey, talks like a donkey, brays like a donkey, and is a donkey. The ox, totally different. And so the Bible, way back in the Old Testament, was giving us a spiritual truth for today. Don't yoke two things of completely different natures. In the Old Testament, the donkey was unclean and the ox was clean. But listen, it was also God's mercy on the ox when God commanded his people never yoke a donkey and an ox together. It was God's mercy on the ox because when two animals are yoked together, the stronger of the two always carries the burden. So it wasn't fair because the ox was way stronger than the donkey. And so the ox would end up doing all the work and the donkey would skate. Some of you have worked with people like that before. I can see it on your face. Now, the ox will eventually become exhausted and maybe even injured. But there's a positive side to this. When Jesus said his yoke is easy and his burden is light, he's saying he's strong enough. He's the ox. He's strong enough to do the work and carry the burden for the both of us. That's what he was telling us. If you yoke up to me, you're going to find that my yoke is easy on you and the burden on you is light. Because I'm the ox in this thing and I'm going to carry all the weight. And he's got the strength to carry all the burden and all the weight and all the trouble. This is why he promises that when we're yoked to him, we will find rest for our souls because Jesus, the ox, is carrying the burden. Amen. Now I'm going to close with giving you three ways he carried it quickly. Here we go. Jesus carried the weight of your sins on the cross. Jesus carried it. Because we could not carry it. The Bible says in 1 Peter 2:24, he personally carried the load. There's the ox.
the load of our sins in his own body when he died on the cross so that we can be finished with sin and live a good life from now on. Notice the first words. He personally carried the load. He paid a debt he did not owe. I owed a debt I could not pay. I needed somebody to wash my sin away. And when Jesus was nailed to that cross, hear me, everybody, your sins were there. My sins were there. Your sins and my sins put him there. The sins of the entire race, human race, were put on him. The Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all. And Jesus, the ox, carried the weight of our sin on the old wooden tree. His blood ran down that cross. And he took the blame. He took the rap for your sins and mine, because we could not carry our sins, not for a moment. But Jesus carried them all the way to forgiveness. As far as the east is from the west, he took our sins on himself. If you're glad for that, thank him. Amen. So if you're weighted down with your sins, come unto him. Take his yoke upon you, because he already carried the weight of your sins for you. Second, he carries our burdens. Cast your cares and burdens onto the Lord. He will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken. He carries our burdens. When we yoke up to him, he says, I'm strong. I'm the ox. Cast your cares upon me, for I care for you, and I will carry your burdens for you. And if we go to the place of prayer, everybody, and we do what the Bible says, don't worry about anything, but pray about everything. Give him your petitions and thank him after you're done in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Give him your requests, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds. That means Jesus, right then and there, took the burden you could not carry, because he's the ox when we're yoked to him. Amen? Last thing, he carries our painful past and he turns our lives around. The Bible says, is your life a mess? Have you ruined it? Have you messed up, made all kinds of bad decisions? Is your life a pile of ashes? Have you made so many painful decisions that you don't see any way out? What do you do? He says, come unto him. Take his yoke upon you and learn from him how to live and do what he taught us to do. And he will give you beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, and praise in the place of depression. That's what Jesus does, because he's the ox in the yoke, and we're not. Amen? Can we stand together today? How many of you are glad he's the ox, and we're not? You know, it's hard sometimes to do what Jesus said. Forgiveness. Somebody wrongs you, does you dirty, stabs you in the back. That's probably happened to at least two of you in here. They stabbed you in the back, wronged you, hurt you, and you're surprised that God has not caused them to be struck by lightning in a storm yet. And if you were God, they wouldn't be here anymore, because you would have seen to it that lightning struck them in a storm. But here comes Jesus, and he says, I want you to do good to them that hate you. Yeah. What? I want you to pray for those who despitefully use you and persecute you. I want you to bless those that curse you. Lord, are you crazy? No, that's my yoke. That's how I want you to handle people in your life that hurt you. Take my yoke upon you. Learn from me. Do it, and you're going to find rest for your soul. You know what a burden unforgiveness is? Do you know what a burden bitterness is? When you're in the yoke of bitterness, you go where it wants you to go. You're no longer defined by Jesus. You're defined by what they did to you. And you get with somebody for 5 minutes, they hear all about what they did to you, what he did to you, she did to you, because you're living in a yoke of bitterness. Jesus said, let's swap yokes. Take my yoke upon you. Take mine. Forgive them, like I said, and the minute you let them go, you're going to find rest for your soul. That's the way it works.
Thanks for tuning in today to Life Talk with Pastor Jeff Wickwire. With the busy schedule everyone has these days, it means the world to us that you would take this time to listen. Let us know how it has touched your heart by calling us at 877-884-3111. 877-884-3111. You can connect with us at our website, lifetalkradio.us. Also, did you know that Life Talk is on hundreds of stations all across the country? You may have family or friends who would love to know how they could listen to the program as well. There's a comprehensive station list at our website where they can see how to find the program in their area. Finally, Life Talk is a daily program, but also has daily cost. And being a listener-supported program means we rely on the financial partnership of our listeners, which means you. Maybe you've given to this ministry before, or have waited for the right time. Well, we believe that these timely messages with Pastor Jeff are making a difference in your life. So this is how you can make a difference to ours. You can contribute by giving us a call at 877-884-3111 or at our website, lifetalkradio.us. Your partnership with this program through your generous giving is always needed and very appreciated. So thank you for your very generous gifts. It truly means so much to us. God bless, and thanks for listening to Life Talk.